Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Welcome everyone to Tango Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA, and today is Wednesday. It is June the 1st, 2016. We are at the halfway point of the year. Wow. 6 months. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, gone. Man, it's gone by real quick. So I just want to say we will continue to go on this journey as it seems to speed up in my eyes. I don't know, you know, Scotty and I was talking and Brother Davis was listening in the background. And we don't know if it's getting faster or if it's just because when we were young, it seemed like we had all the time in the world. But, man, it's 6 months into the year already. Wow. So here we go. Just want to thank you all for listening to the Tando Radio Show. And, of course, what we have to do is talk about the way that you can support, because you appreciate and love Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And it's a great opportunity that you have to now to show your support and help the network to grow by supporting the crowdfunding campaign, the crowdfunding the digital black media. And how can you do that? By going to the website, Black Talk Radio Network, crowdfunding digital black media, the crowdfunding campaign is going on right now. And this is something that you can definitely support to keep the network and going in the direction that it needs to go and allow it to grow and meet the needs of the people and demographics that it was designed to serve. And that would be you. So how do you assist in this? You can make contributions and donations to the Black Talk Media Project. And this is some of the ways in which you can do it. There are three options. Let's go over the options. Option number one, make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. And you could do that via PayPal or by sending a check and money order. Make it payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina 28120. And then for that contribution, and believe me, all contributions are greatly appreciated. And for that contribution, you will receive the monthly statistic performance report of the radio station and social media operations via your email. Next, option two, for just one penny more, as a one-time contribution of $25 or more, in addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you will get a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for the contribution that you have made. If you would like to receive multiple t-shirts. For each t-shirt is actually will be sent in intervals of $25. So if you want two t-shirts, it would require a contribution of $50 or more. Three t-shirts would be $75 or more. Four t-shirts would be $100 or more, unless you're doing some of this new age math that they're trying to deceive and trick our children with. So old school math is what we're using here. Next, you can do option number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more in addition to receiving the monthly email reports and your free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt. As an appreciation gift, you will be eligible to receive gifts from the network as a show of support to you for your support in Black Talk Radio Network crowdfunding campaign. So this is how you can actually transfer some of your energy to the network so it can continue to grow and go in the direction that it needs to go. So engage in this crowdfunding campaign. Tell your friends, tell your family members about it so the network can continue to grow. So, so important. Now, next, let's go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook. Momentarily, we will get to, I will be glad what we are going to move towards exclusively posting here once everything is established. Scotty is working hard to put that together, and when we get ready for that, we will post in Black Talk Radio Network, and that will be our actually community board that we'll be using. So, but let's go to Facebook for now. And what we have there is only posted two things today. One saying that today is a live show with Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis, and it's going to be finding your own path. I believe that's what Brother Davis said yesterday. And then there was a story, an amazing entrepreneurial story of a young sister that we're so proud of, and it is someone that is actually a good friend of the network. I believe she's related to one of the listeners, Sister Watkins. I believe so. I'm not quite sure.
Niece.
But what's that, Scotty?
Her niece. Are you talking about the young entrepreneur?
Yeah.
We share that on Black Talk Radio. That's her niece.
Her niece. Okay, that's what I thought. And so, because I know I got up real early this morning and I was reading. I was like, oh, man, this is so cool. But, Scotty, real quick, could you just tell us about it real quick? Because it won't come up for me. I did see this. Journal Carter is a young lady that was making, selling things. And there are some, what is exactly that she was doing again, Scott? She was making bowls and different crystals.
They're like headbands with flowers and different little things. We can go ahead and hear from her right now if you want me to go ahead and
Let's do that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, let's hear from her herself. Yeah, all go ahead, Scotty.
Hi, my name is Journey. I'm 12 years old and I live in California. And I am the owner of the Journey Collection by Jamila. This business has been running for about 3 years already. My business is full of funky, fresh, and modern bows. My bows were made for cancer patients. My bows are also for girls who maybe felt a bit less of themselves. I wanted girls to feel confident when they put my bows on. My bows are just here to help a girl's self-esteem. Now, I'm ready to grow my business. And since I'm a millennial kid, what better time to do it than now? Thanks for helping me live my dream! Woo!
And the website, you can go to the website at, give me just a moment, it is, I was just looking at it, give me just a moment, and I'll tell you, sorry about that, it's shops.
No, you're good.
Hey.
It is, it's shop.thejourneycollection.net, so that's shop.thejourneycollection.net. Now, we also share this on Black Talk Radio Network's Facebook page and sponsored it. Some more people will see it. But I think she is in some kind of contest or this is like a crowdfunding type thing, you know. So she needs like it says something about earn up to $20,000 or more by having your accessories sold in American Apparel stores online. So people can go read it, check it out, and reach out to her and buy some bowls.
Yep, definitely. That's shop the journeycollection.net. Shop the journey collection.
No, it's shop. It's shop dot the journey collection.
Okay, shop. Okay, got you. There it is. Shop dot the journey collection.net. Okay, man, this is amazing. I love the video. Hopefully, man, we can get, I don't know if Sister Watkins, if you're listening, if we can get the young lady on, you know, Tando and on Black Talk Radio Network. I think that would be so cool, and help out with this, with her overall campaign, and just to help her and support her in growing this business. Now, this is the only thing I posted on our Facebook page today because she deserves all of our attention and support. So this is something that is really, really encouraging. And the bows are fantastic, Queen. Great, great job. You are the new trendsetter for so many young people. And go get it, and we will support you, young lady. So hopefully, Sister Watkins, if you're listening, give me a call if we can get Miss Carter on the show. That would be great. So,
well, you know,
right, everyone, check out. Yeah,
you know, I had tagged Brother Robert and Sister Cece to get her on Blacks in Business. I don't know, you know, if they followed up on it or not, but definitely would like to get her on any program on Black Talk Radio.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. She should definitely. And Cece, when she does see this, Cece probably didn't see it. Cece definitely is going to reach out to her for that, and we are too. So Sister Watkins, you know who you are. You can't hide from us. Definitely, we would love to have her on if at all possible, or just even if you could come on and talk about some of the things that she's doing, and so that we can all support her and make her a part of our overall, you know, campaign. I mean, make her campaign our campaign, and we can work with her on that. I'm looking forward to that. So proud of her. This is what it takes. The journey of life is yours to create, and that's what Wise Wednesdays is all about. And this is why, you know, Brother Davis says, you know, is find your own path. Everyone is different, and that's what makes us uniquely perfect. The key is you got to make it work perfectly, which you can. So I didn't post much of anything on Tando today because I wanted all the attention and support to go to young Miss Carter, who is doing some very big things, and she is going to just watch. Let's just watch her soar, and let's support her. Let's give her the support that she needs. So with that being said, Brother Davis is in queue. Let's bring Brother Davis up. Brother Davis, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother. I'm right here waiting.
Well, Brother Davis, you know what time it is. It is Wise Wednesday. It's time to spend some time with Team Davis in helping us all to start to reevaluate our great potential. And I just want to thank you, as always, for you and Sister Davis doing what you do and with Wise Wednesday and everything else with our people, with the busy schedule that you guys keep. Still keeping in touch and still keeping us grounded and being a great, great beacon for us to emulate. So I truly, truly do appreciate and love you and Sister Davis. Go ahead, Brother Davis. All yours.
All right. Good evening. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Brother Dave, we received that, and I'm going to tell you that young sister, when she gets a chance to get on, I think that we should all take a moment to think that look what she's doing at such a young age. The potential is phenomenal. And these are the type of seeds that we need to really make sure that we get plenty of water so that they can really stretch out. Well, tonight's show is going to be powerful because I've been focusing on meditation because it's my route, my path. But I wanted to open the door to the conversation in reference to other paths that can be followed in order to seek a greater awareness of self through the practice. One of it, I'd say, is the practice of wisdom. Whatever you do should be natural. It should bring you, it should be able to give you wisdom and help you begin to identify yourself in a closer relationship. Now, what does a closer relationship mean? That means that as you do whatever it is that you choose to do, whether you choose yoga or you may choose Tai Chi, which is very common. You may choose Qigong, which is another form of breathing. There's breatharianism. There's crystals. There's a plethora of things out here that we can tap into the universe on a larger scale because it's bigger than ourselves. But it should also bring us health. What do I mean by that? I mean that we should be growing by this process physically and spiritually. And when I say spiritually, that is the largest, or should I say the highest plateau of great health. Because, see, when you are healthy spiritually, you literally tap in to all of those other things that align with yourself. Now, what do I mean about other things that align with yourself? Your opinions, your attitude, your teachings, okay? And the reason why I say the teachings is because what you learn, you live. And if you want to live a good, righteous life in order to attain whatever it is that you're trying to attain, and I know there are people who are just focusing on herbs and plants and seeds because the nuance of the universe is not limited to any one particular criteria. But we have to be focused on what we're trying to achieve out of whatever it is, the practice that we choose, because we want to have a goal in it. And that goal should offer us ways to be able to work out whatever stresses that we have, help us be able to rationalize our behavior and compare it to who we are and what we want to be. Now, a lot of people sit back and they say, well, what do you mean? Well, take for instance, if you were a yogis, well, of course, you know there's many forms of physical body adjustment that you have to make. And each form literally elevates you to another level. But in that particular position, you're literally learning how to synchronize your mind and spirit so that you can exercise control over your body. Now, what's so unique about that is that that control over your body may be giving your body elasticity. It may be giving your body a liberality. It may just be giving your body a opening your, should I say, your meridians so oxygen can flow freely in a difficult position. And these things all assume, or should be assumed, to going to be a certain bit of discomfort in the beginning. And the more you do them, the more comfortable you become with them, because you begin to understand the nuance. Okay, what do I mean by the nuance? Okay, myself, and I talk about learning myself all the time. So in studying myself, I understand that in order for me to raise my arm, my mind must tell my spirit, and my spirit must contact my nervous system, and my nervous system must react to that thought process, giving energy to that area of my body that will lift my arm. But I understand the communication process that takes place. That's what learning self is about. So therefore, we can go into many endeavors because of the multiplicity of nuances the body has. Each joint represents a nuance. So think of how many joints you have in your body. And see, each one of them literally are entangled with a nervous system and a canal system. The nervous system is the awareness of physical transition, pain, stress, pressure, whatever. The canal system is what the blood flows through when you're in those situations that may cause you more tension on your canal system, so that as you learn to breathe and relax in that uncomfortable position, your circulatory system can literally relax each other system. So your nervous system relaxes, which releases tensions on your canal system. And when your canal system releases tensions on your canal, then the blood flows easier. When the blood flows easier, it collects more oxygen and can take it to the places of the body that require the most oxygen at that given time. And this is in all physical aspects of spiritual growth. So let's look at something outside of ourselves. Let's look at something like crystals. One of the unique things about crystals are energy fields that can magnetize, or should I say magnify, the power of whatever that energy is that you're working with. And for those of you who are into crystals, I'm only going to speak about the crystal I know, or I'm familiar with, which is quartz. Now, the reason why is because it's a clear crystal that literally you can examine by putting it up to a light and see how the light ignites not just where it hits the crystal, but the whole crystal itself. And in given situations with that crystal, depending on the size of that light, that crystal can be magnified to reflect an emotion that you may not even realize exists in you holding it. But that is because it's called crystal power. This is another area of growth that I've seen people magnify themselves multiple times. Crystals also have and play a role in every aspect of our physical lives because it is a mineral. There are minerals that are on it that even when we touch it, we're activating something that is going on within our body that we may not totally be familiar with. And that's why people train to grow in this area so that they can be able to develop their mind touch synchronicity with the crystal in order to achieve specific aspects of what the powers that the crystal may possess. And that's why I told you, if you took a small light, and this is interesting, I took a flashlight and I shined it on a crystal. It was very enlightening because literally the light that went through it was magnified to a certain degree. I took a small magnet light and I touched the crystal and the whole crystal lit up. The light didn't go beyond the crystal. The crystal lit up. So see, there's a multiplicity of agencies that are at work in our universe on our behalf. Now, understand, I spoke of only quartz, but you have amethyst, you have magnetite, you have stalagmite, you have many different kind of minerals that literally, for those people who are into that thing, could help you develop not only a respect and a harnessing, but an understanding of the purpose in the physical connection of the human body when it happens to connect with that particular crystal. So understand that there's so many different avenues in which we can grow. So we have to really take our time to make sure that we can achieve certain things out of it. One, we want to be able to have a goal. And your goal may be to be able to heal yourself using crystals. Okay, now that may seem to be somewhat minute, but just as everything else in your life, when you've learned through the, take for instance the school system, you went to kindergarten, you went to the first grade, you went to the second grade, the third grade, this is how the development takes place when you're dealing with aspects of spiritual growth. If you could be able to take up a book and grow through just the reading of the words, then literally we would all be walking monuments of spiritual health. But since it requires some physical work, a lot of times that's where it really becomes a burden to people. That's where discipline comes into play. Because when you are disciplined, you are beginning to understand the development of your physical self in trying to harness a knowledge that will expand upon the person or
okay, bear with us, listeners. It looks like we lost Brother Davis. Your sound dropped off. We do see you on the board. Doesn't show your disc.
Yeah, we just can't hear you.
Yeah, so I heard. Did you hear that, like, you know, little fluttering?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I heard the flutter, and then it went out. It sounds like his cell service. Let me text him. Oh, there he is. Here he comes. Okay. Brother Davis? Let me text him and tell him that we can't hear him.
Okay. So yeah, that's great, man. You know what the sister's niece is doing. I'm sorry, sister Stephanie Watkins, what her niece is doing, man. That is great. And I had seen another similar story where a young black girl has some kind of lemonade recipe she has, and now her she has going to distribute her product through Walmart and some other places. Let's see. I guess Brother Dave's trying to get in touch. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We're going to go ahead and kick some music. This is Elevate Your Minds, Sincere, No Quarry, God Life Beats. Brother David, as soon as you chime in, we'll come right back to you.
Sincere, No Quarry.
Brother Davis, do we have you back? Brother Davis? We're still not getting any audio off of your line. Brother Dave, are you there?
Yes, Scotty, I'm here. We see him in queue, but we're just not getting to. I just text Sister Davis, so let's see. I'm here. So what we'll do is let's go to a commercial break. When we come back, try to get Brother Davis online and then get going, because, oh, man, I was really getting it. I was really looking forward to this. This is a must, this one. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, the new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Brother Davis got to talk to Sister Davis, so they should be there traveling, so they may be in a dead spot. So as soon as they come back on, we will definitely bring Brother Davis back on.
I think they're back on.
Okay.
Brother Davis?
Brother Davis? Okay, there we go.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you now, Brother Davis.
Okay, brother, I'm traveling. I apologize. Sometimes it's...
That's okay. Yeah. Let me tell you where the last thing that you were talking about was the different crystals and how they start to interact with the body, and that's when it went out.
Okay, look like it's gone out again.
Yeah, I think so. Let me see. Okay, yeah, I guess they're traveling. So what we're going to do, we'll just pick up, and as soon as Brother Davis and Sister Davis get better reception, they'll be back on. And I would just say, you know, I'm glad that Brother Davis is bringing this up with the different crystals and the different things that the minerals and how important they are. I know my man Jambone, Tony Hall, is definitely listening. And because I know that's something that he likes to engage in. I've engaged in some. I've seen some of it. Oh, I think that they're there. Hold on one second. Unmute. Brother Davis, can you hear us? Nope, guess not. Okay. So this is a great, great opportunity for Brother Davis to actually introduce some of you that may have not known about crystals as being portals and different conduits of the energy fields in the universe and in the earth. Been actually something that's been in practice for many of years, and it's really, you know, it's really cool and really important depending on who you are and how you see it. I definitely love it because it's a mineral, and it is also an actual creation of the universe that's made for, you know, part of this sustainability. And just some of the you know, amazing things that are done with them is very phenomenal, and you'll be quite surprised if you're new to the crystals. So let's see if we have Brother Davis. Brother Davis, are you there? Okay, so we should be, Brother Davis should be on, coming back at any moment, but I think that this is a, you know, a great opportunity for us to hear about some of the things that we have not been exposed to. There's a lot of us now that are exposed to the different sciences and the different practices, and they're not new at all. They're ancient in practice, and they've worked for many of millennium, actually. Not just, you know, the story that they tell us about history is completely a lie.
So, Brother Dave,
we got it. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
So I'm reading. I just did a quick Google search on crystals, and I've heard of people talk about, you know, different various elements used on the healing. And, you know, then you got religious cultures, you know, that also utilize crystals. But I didn't know you could grow your own, man. I'm seeing all these videos about growing crystals. Now, obviously, there are different types, but they're talking about borax crystals. What's borax crystals and what are they for? So, yeah.
Okay, yeah, it is. Brother Davis said their phone isn't working, so they want to switch to tomorrow, because then they'll be more stable there. Okay, no problem. Definitely, because if they're not having good reception, then we'll pick up from there. So, yeah, that's we'll pick up this conversation with Brother Davis tomorrow, and definitely looking forward to it. So we're going to continue in today's show. So let's just go from there. And first thing we want to do is definitely open up the phone lines to you all. We could talk about anything and everything that's on your mind. Give us a call at 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit star 61. That's 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. So we will do Today's show, Why is Wednesday? Tomorrow. And let me just tell Brother Davis, yes, no problem. Once they have have better reception. So, what we're going to talk about today? Well, let's take a look at what's. Let me see. Let's check out some of the things that's going on in the world. So, check out some of the. You know, one of the things that I love to do with when I research what's going on in the world, I never stay in the United States. I go out of the United States right away, just because I think it's really important for us to get some other news from other places to see some things that is going on. So let's do that. Let's see some of the stories that I had found interesting for today. Let me see. Check a couple of places. Then, if there are anything that you would like to comment on, definitely do that. Let me check some of my email also, because I get, man, people send me some great, great stuff throughout the whole day. It's amazing. And you know who you are, and I totally, totally appreciate that. Here we go. Let's see some of the things. Let's check out. That's right. Today is starting to move towards. I need to check up on what's going on in Europe. And see what's going on there economically. Let me tell you. You know, one of the things, like right now. Usually, I am really up on news, but as of lately, because of my business and everything else, I have not really been able to devote a lot of time to news. So, and that's one thing about news is that it changes so much. Some things you can't just talk off the top of your hat on. You actually need to have some actual dealings and actually have done some research on it. So let's just check out some of the things that's going on in the news that is particularly of interest that may be some interest to us at Tando Radio Show. And if you have anything, now would be a great time for you to call in and check in and say, hey, I've been noticing this or this, or have you heard about this? And we can pick it up from there. So we got a caller that's in queue. Let's go to the caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment? Hello? Caller?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hello?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Mel? How you doing, brother?
How y'all doing?
Good, good, good.
I saw a little news clip, something about the Justice Department. Like, did something with the Iran conference. They messed up the video. They did some fugazi stuff with the video for the Iran conference. Did you know what I'm talking about?
No, I didn't see that. What did it have to do with?
It said the Justice Department tampered with the video of the Iran conference. Gosh, and you just said, man, sometimes you have to have it right in front of you instead of going off the hat. But I thought maybe somebody had heard about it. But
the Justice, which video was it? From Benghazi?
This was just recent. This was Iran's. Dang, man, I wish I could pull it up. I'm trying to find it right now.
But take your time, brother.
Yeah, but you know, it's like, man, but the purge, like you keep saying, the purge, man, that purge is, boy, they throwing everybody out. And I remember, Jambon yesterday that was saying about what happens to the politician? I think they'll be purged.
Yeah, they definitely will. And I think that's why Jambon, if Tony, if you're listening, give us a call. But yeah, you're right. They definitely will. They're sacrificing. I mean, what you look at what's going on with that one person that's, you know, that's in the news a lot for emails and everything else. All this is all a part of the purge. This is the purge, and the purge is extremely, extremely dangerous because of this. It makes you think that the system is actually giving you something that you need when they're actually strengthening their hand of control against you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when we listen,
I'm sorry. Well, first they'll ask you. Well, they'll make it cool. It'll be cool. It'll be technology.
Yeah.
It's the coolest new thing. They'll present it to you that way, and then they'll suggest it.
Yeah.
And then they'll make it like yesterday, the video you was talking about.
They'll force it on you. Right, Mel. Right. Then they'll force it on you. Yeah.
Then, yeah, like they were saying that these people are going to have to put their finger on a scanner to get food. It's going to be, and this is really actually happening. This is in test mode right now for them people. And it's coming to us, man. We don't see it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, another way, and I'm glad you brought that up, you know, another way that I've seen, that actually what they'll do is they'll try to give it a cloak of cover by saying it's something that will help the children, it's something that will help with health and wellness. Like, there's one thing that you're seeing in the biometrics field, since you brought that up. You can see it in the NFL. They're doing it in sports. And see, what they'll say is that, and not even realizing that sports is one of the controlling factors that is used to assist in so many different ways, okay? You know? And right now in the NFL, they're having these RFID chips that are being placed on the players so they can monitor their health. And all that sounds great, but see, that's the overall propaganda, and that's how they actually slowly start to cook you into a situation where you think, yeah, this is good. And then you would say, well, how could that go wrong? Well, how could it not go right in so many ways if you look at it? This is just a soft introduction to chipping everything, and mainly you. And this is how they always start. They don't come out with lines saying that they're going to force chip everybody and put a RFID chip. They're not stupid like we are. When I say we are, is to think that that's the way that they would do it. They're going to introduce it from a position of where it's to benefit you. And watch how this whole thing goes. How much technology do they really have when they can't cure cancer? It's because they don't want to cure cancer. So yeah, Mel, this is but check out what's going on with the RFD chips and with the NFL players.
So what you're saying is, like, maybe next year it's like Russell Wilson is going to be on the Gatorade commercial, like, I'll get my chip.
right.
Wow.
And no, you're absolutely right. But why is that so powerful? Right, why is that so powerful?
I want a Russell Wilson chip.
Exactly.
Wow.
And then who brings that home? The young children bring that home. The young men, the young boys bring that home. Who's watching Russell Wilson or the athletes? They're not stupid in this approach at all. They want to actually have people move into the perfect form of enslavement, where they're not capable of discerning and thinking for themselves. And once they get rid of you, your free will, where you surrender your free will completely, that's what they want. That's what they want. Now you are subject to them. So, yeah, this is one of the reasons why it's so important for us to be able to meditate, for us to be able to engage in meaningful prayer. Meaningful prayer where you don't just pray and just go to the next prayer or do the next prayer after that or follow the ritual. Where your prayer is met by actions behind it. That's critical. So, so important, in my opinion. I think that's something that we really need to engage in, is actually, sometimes we don't need to petition the great creator. We need to actually create so that the great creator can see the creation and the intent of our spirits and our free will. Because not going to go against your free will. Sometimes you don't need to pray for what you're capable of doing. It's just like a child, your child asking you if they can eat, and you've already prepared a place for them to eat, and they keep asking and begging if they can eat. Well, that's up to you if you want to eat or not. Now, you need to see it and execute your free will towards it. So, yo, I wonder what that, if you couldn't find that article, I would like to see what that was with the video with Iran, but that would be critical. Yeah, that's...
When you get a chance, man, can you please finish the rest of the hours, man? We still got like 18 hours to go
The margin call.
Yeah, I really want to hear the rest of them 18 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I will definitely do. I probably will do some today, because, you know, all of that, you got to kind of think it through. But, yeah, I will definitely do some of that today. I'm going to grab a couple of other things, and then we'll jump into where we left off, because I remember right where we left off. And we will definitely pick up the margin call, the great margin call.
Yeah. All right. Peace, man. Much love.
Peace. Much love and respect. So let me see. There's a couple of good... If there's anything that you would like to talk about, just give us a call at 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#, and hit star 61. We'll definitely bring you up, and we will talk about what it is. So let me see. I got a couple of things in that we should actually... Whoa. Wait a minute. I just came across a story about... Let me check this out real quick. Oh, okay. Okay. Just, let me check. I don't want to talk about that. So let me just take a look at some of the things that's going on. And Brother Mel said he wanted to pick up the 96 hours of the Great Margin Call. So I will. Actually, I need to prepare for that one. I don't want to just, because that is very, very, very crucial. You got to have that laid out. But we'll take a look. I don't want to do too much of it off of the cuff, because I don't want to miss anything. So I will definitely do it this week, but don't know if we'll get it done today. So if you would like to talk about anything, definitely give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participation code is 549032#, then hit star 61. We'll definitely bring you up, and we'll talk about whatever it is that you would like. I would love to hear from you, Stephanie. Give us a call, Stephanie. We'd love to hear about your niece. What's going on? How did this campaign start? What was the motivation for her? And let me see. There was a reply that you just made. Hold on. I want to check this out. Okay, what's your number, Brother Dave? My number is, give us a call at, you can call me at 951-790-8330. That's my my cell phone, 951-790-8330. But I would love for you to give us a call here at the show, Sister Watkins. And that number is 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then you will hit star 61. I will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. So, and would love to talk to you. So today is a wise Wednesday, but Brother Davis was in the middle of a place where he didn't have great cell reception, so he is going to pick up where he left off tomorrow. And that's one thing about a live show, is that different things happen at different times, and you just got to be, knowing that that can happen. And one thing about a show is that you really do have to prepare for a show. It's something that, you know, takes a little time and coordination and put it all together. So there is a lot that's going on. So what I'm going to probably do is let me go back to our Facebook postings and check out some of the things that's there. And of course, at any time, if you would like to talk about something, or you want to comment on something or make us aware of something that you've noticed or something that you think is relevant to the overall people, share the knowledge. Share what you found. It's very, very important that we do that so that people will know. And not only that, your thoughts and what you see definitely, definitely matters. So looking at different things that are in the news and Now, I'm not going to post anything today in Tando because I'm going to keep it right where it is. Now, one of the things that I do, one of the articles that I did see, that it was a daily dose of vitamin D can improve the functions in a damaged heart. So I would definitely say, you know, there are certain minerals and certain vitamins that are critical to our bodies functioning properly. And of course, we are not getting the nutritional value in our food or the nutritional requirements of our food because we have synthetic food. And this is one of the reasons why we're so sick. So I would definitely say everyone that's listening to Tando and Black Talk Radio Network is so, so important for you to educate yourself. Do not wait for someone to teach you. In today's world, you can actually start to learn for yourself about the things that are very necessary and critical for you to be engaging in mentally, spiritually, and physically. And this is something that you should actually really look towards, because the food in today's food, it has no real nutritional value at all. This is why we have the always hungry and never filled syndrome. This is why we have empty calories and we continue to consume food that is not providing for us, and we're actually in a state of malnutrition with food everywhere. So this one article, which is very important, is that, you know, most every person in the country are a lot, most of us are all vitamin D and magnesium deficient. And these two actually work very well together and are essential to your overall physical health. And so this is something that you definitely should be engaged in. I would tell you, if there's a couple of, and I would love to hear some of your favorite things that you know about that is essential for us. I'm going to tell you, for me, the essential things for overall health, minerals or herbs and vitamin-wise, is for me, is colloidal silver, vitamin D3, oregano oil, wild oregano oil, turmeric, magnesium, and also vitamin C. Vitamin C is essential in so many things. And, you know, if those are the things that I definitely would start my overall medicine cabinet with. Oh, and cayenne pepper. Oh, man, can't forget cayenne pepper. Cayenne pepper is an absolute, absolute must. And one of the things that I definitely would get rid of is calcium. And this is why you see it so often in all the stores, and everything is fortified with calcium, because that calcium is actually destroying your body. It's causing your arteries to harden. It's calcifying your body. If you ever see calcium build up on shower heads or in water and everything else, what does it do? It hardens it. That's exactly what it's doing in your body, because you don't have the required amount of magnesium, which actually brings elasticity to your body. And as Brother Davis was talking about, its elasticity is one of the keys to longevity. And so it's magnesium that you need. If you're going to take any form of calcium, you better make sure that you have an ample amount of magnesium, because it will help your body to rehydrate. It will also help you to have elasticity brought back to the body itself, and it is a mineral that the body absolutely needs. I remember was telling a friend in RDP, what you need to do is you need to get yourself some magnesium and engage in it. And actually, powder magnesium is the best form with water. Man, they did it, and they called me and said, wow, my body responded immediately to it. And that's what it does. It's great for so many different things. Headaches, take magnesium, you know. And headaches, sometimes if I get a headache, I will take magnesium and cayenne pepper. So, and then do some crazy things with cayenne pepper, boy. Woo! One time I actually had a bad headache and everything else. And I wouldn't suggest this to the faint of heart, but we're going to go to a commercial break when we come back, and I'll tell you what I did with cayenne pepper. Man, not just anybody could do this. You have to be built up for it, because cayenne pepper won't burn you. It just gives you a burning sensation. But man, whoo, but it worked. And I'll tell you what it is when we come back. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and just wanted to make sure we're on. We're good to go. Yes, we are. So we're just going to have open lines for today's show. Made a quest for a sister to give us a call. She should give us a call. Let me see. Caller. And I was talking about the importance of cayenne pepper just as we went into the break. And one of the things that I did with cayenne pepper that, woo, it worked, but it is powerful. And actually, it actually worked. What I did one time, I got a real bad headache and was congested. And I actually took a small amount of cayenne pepper and snorted it. Oh, my goodness. Got it in my nasal cap. It burnt like you wouldn't believe. But as soon as the burning was over, I was open, no longer had a headache. Because what happens is that it gets in your blood, and it actually causes the blood flow to have a better response and to stop the restriction of it. And man, it is like immediate, and it's amazing. You know, sometimes some people put cayenne pepper on their temples to absorb it into their temples. But if you ever have, whenever I had a real, real bad headache, which I don't get as much anymore or hardly ever, but if I don't get enough sleep, which right about now, I should be having a major headache coming on because of the amount of sleep that I'm missing. And you can't make up sleep, really. I'll get a migraine, or not a migraine, but a real bad headache. And man, cayenne pepper has never failed me. But I always try to do magnesium first, because that opens up your arteries, your blood vessels, and everything else. So it's not restrictive. So if you know of some things that are really, really important that you should have, what are some of the top five things in your overall preparedness or medicine cabinets that you think that everybody should know? I gave you mine. Mine was cayenne pepper, colloidal silver, turmeric, vitamin D3, and wild oregano oil. It is a must in my view. So we got a caller that's in queue. Let's pull him up. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question and comment?
Hey, this is Brother Jam calling from Love, Texas, where it's really blessed.
Jim Bone Jam. Oh, Jam. What's up, Jam Bone? How you feeling, brother?
I'm doing a little well. Little bit of allergies. I was in different climates of Texas this past weekend, so I inhaled a little bit of bacteria. Nothing harmful, but you know how bacteria responds to your mucous membrane and your nose and whatnot. So I'll recover soon. I got some herbs and a little minerals and stuff I'm mixing up at the house. You still there with me? Hello? Hello?
I think Brother Dave is still there. Brother Dave, we can't hear you. I don't know if you muted yourself or whatnot. I guess today is just not a good day with the phone situations.
Well, my deal, I was going to tell him about some of the herbs I use and minerals, but
hey, Jambone.
Good. Good.
No, go ahead. Finish, Jambone.
Okay. Yeah, I was doing a little bit of congestion stuff while I'm here. But I was going to see, did you get the list that we were talking about for a certain mental and sexual functions of...
My man Jambone. I love Jambone. Jambone is hilarious. Yes, and let's talk about that. But I got a question for you, Jambone.
What's up?
Okay. Oh, I love you. Okay, Jambone, I want you to give me, from all of your research and what you've engaged in, tell me what would be your five must-have herbs or spices, herbs or minerals for in everyone's prepping kit. What would your five? I'm going to tell you what my five are first, okay? And then you can use them or change it, or you could agree and everything else. Okay. Number one is colloidal silver, pure colloidal silver. Number two is turmeric. Well, no, number two would be wild oregano oil. Number two is three is turmeric. Then cayenne pepper, then magnesium. Oh, I got one. Let me add one more. And vitamin D3. I know that's six, but, you know, I'm doing that new kid math. So I'm going to add one more and say it's. I'm going to add six and say it's five. So those are my six, Jambone. What would you suggest as your top five?
Wow, that's a kind of hard question because I use many things to treat myself and family members and friends, you know. I would say like you're saying, colloidal silver or colloidal mixture of several different kinds if a person knows what they're looking for, like your different peppers. I would have a mixture of peppers because sometimes cayenne pepper, you might need an extra kick. So I would take the seeds from jalapeno peppers, grind them up, mix them with my cayenne pepper, with black pepper, and have it mixture with my turmeric to give it an extra kick.
Right. Strengthen its potency, yes.
Of course, you know, your vitamin D3, a good balanced, a good trace mineral source. Because, you know, everything we eat today, like you say, don't have enough minerals. I take trace minerals every day. That's a practice. I would say also if they could get their hands on a good mixture of a lot of green herbs or green
fish tastes like food substance, like sprouts and spirulina, algae and so forth.
Spirulina.
Yeah, I would say it's like a mix of that. And, you know, and if they can't pick it by powder form, I would say make your pills like Dave's family have shown us and already did. Then also I would have like a mixture of fruit sorts, powder form. So, you know, you have your vegetables. Well, that's what I meant to say. It's vegetables, your greens, or whatever. Then I would go in the fruits, have it in powder form. Then if you need to, you can put in the pills or you can mix it. Keep all your seeds, not only for growth, but also you can use them as a high extract mixed with all your other stuff.
That's powerful, Jambo. Hold on, Jambo, because you put some great things there, and I want to put us all together, because let me see what this other caller has, too. Don't go anywhere, Jambo. Stay on the line real quick, okay?
Okay.
Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, this is Rob calling out of Atlanta, Georgia. How you doing, Dave?
What's up, brother? How you doing, Rob?
I'm pretty good, man. Pretty good. I try and do my nutrients daily.
Yeah. So, okay. So, what's your top five that is a must that everyone should have, and why? Because Jambone was giving some. He's here too. So, I want to put all of ours together, and everyone else that's listening to the show, call in and give us yours so that we can get a good cocktail of things that we should be having from the experiences that people have had. But go ahead. What's yours, Rob?
When I get a chance, I like to make my own almond milk and put cacao powder in it, and I give it to my kids as well. It's very high in iron and magnesium and some other stuff. But sea moss,
wow,
sea kelp.
Sea kelp is a must in sea kelp is a must in today's world, right? Yeah, Jambone's at yeah, that's a must in today's world. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sea moss, sea kelp, cacao powder. I'm incorporating colloidal silver into my regimen. And what was the other one? A plant-based protein powder.
That's what. Now, just for our callers, for our listeners, why would you And we all know the importance of why kelp is so. Why kelp? Why did you say kelp?
I believe that it has iodine in it as well.
Yeah.
Iodine.
It does.
When you like detox or whatnot, it gets all those toxins and stuff. It's just the best form. It also cleans the ocean as well. If there's enough of it in the ocean, we could clean the ocean up as well. But sea kelp, I like to put that with some sea moss. And put it with some hot water, and eventually grind it up, and still take the actual particles of it, because it does taste like sea salt.
Tastes like seaweed. It tastes like sea water. Yeah.
But it helps me out daily when I need a kick. If I don't eat it, if sometimes I might not have time to eat some, or if I pass up on a lot of food that's, you know, not good for me, I'll pass all that up, all the fast food restaurants, and try and get me some sea moss and sea kelp, and grind it up and drink the actual plant once you let it sit in some hot water for a little while, let it cool down, and I mean, that stuff's amazing, man.
Yeah, and you know, one of the Rob is absolutely right. Yeah, and especially in today's world, with Fukushima still spewing radioactive isotopes into the atmosphere, the iodine that you get from that protects your thyroid gland from picking up on cesium, the cesium-137 that's being actually spewed into the atmosphere. And yeah, that's a good. A good mixture there, bro. Jambone, what you think of what Rob had for some of his mixtures?
Awesome. I have some of that in my regimen as well. He's doing the thing. Yeah, man, that's what everyone, to my belief, my own opinion, I would say everybody should be doing a detox every day, because all the substances,
what we're consuming from the air. And there's some other things too. I think we should be going to the next level to consume something to repair the telomeres in our systems, and also remove the plaque that's in our arteries, remove the plaque in our arteries to have the blood flow increase and go into other parts of our body, and also they can have better brain functions of harmonics. And that's going to be the next level, I think, that we all should be trying to look into.
If you can, try and get sea kelp. Get sea kelp in an organic form, because there is a company out of Maine that harvests organic sea kelp. And, you know, you don't want something that's manufactured out of Japan, obviously, or something like that.
No, right. Yeah, if you're going to get sea kelp, you want to get it on in Greenland, or on, like Rob was saying, on the other side of the ocean. You don't want to get it. I would not do any sea kelp out of the Pacific at all.
No. You might turn your family looking like something like Rodan or Godzilla. You don't want that.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, man, that tritium ain't no joke. It will make you glow in the dark. You right. You absolutely right. But so, hey, so everyone, listen. If you have some of your favorite things that you think that we should be engaging in, some of the vitamins and the minerals that we should actually have in our daily diet, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. As these two brothers have given us some really, really good stuff, what's on your list? So now, you know, and that's one of the things. Rob brought up a good point that it's not just sea kelp that you need to be aware of where you're getting it from. You also need to be looking at all the foods where you're getting it from. It's just like green tea. Right. I love tea. I won't drink any tea coming out of Japan. I'm sorry. I just won't do it. So I don't do green tea like that anymore. So those are some of the things. And green tea is something I used to take in a pill. But go ahead, Rob.
I was going to say maca tea, green tea. I recently been drinking some of that. But I believe it is out of the Japan area. I'm not sure. It's like a 1,000-year tradition to drink maca tea, MACHA, green tea, and it's real good for you. But if I'm gonna do a green tea, I'm gonna do holy basil tea, and it's grown on the equator, and in India, that's the best holy basil tea comes out of India. You won't find that a lot, you know, outside of, you know, that area. If you do, be cautious.
Yeah, great.
I'm sorry. Let me add on to that.
Go ahead.
Do any of y'all know why that a lot of the most popular major herbs been coming out of India and let's say Malaysia? Yeah, Malaysia here lately.
Say that again, Jambone. Do we know why?
Do any of y'all know why all of the major herbs like they've been mixing in, like y'all, your holy basil, your turmeric and bacoba, the list goes on, but do you know why the majority of all our minerals and herbs been coming from that area?
They've been coming from that area from a very long, long time, but why, Jambone, tell us?
Because they have a huge, significant amount of, like, what you call a very rare, potent source of trace minerals. Their soil in that area is very potent. It has, like I shared with you a while back about Shilajit. It's a very, very potent mineral, trace mineral source. And like a person just researched and so forth, that's the reason why, you know, they've been getting all their herbs and minerals and everything, man. That's all it works.
And you know what? That's not surprising at all. And India has been producing the best herbs and spices, you know, world round for history, and it has to come out of the ground. So important. And I'm gonna tell you why I engage in this type of stuff, because today's medicines that's prescribed by the doctors are actually, you know, they're so dangerous to you. You know, like, you know, arthritis medicine increases, you know, there's been studies that where it increases your overall risk to heart attack. You know, and so you need to find natural ways in which to deal with these things. And I'm going to tell you, some of the best ways in fighting some of the pain and the different things that we have going on. For every disease that man has created, God has a herb to cure it. You just need to actually find what it is.
That's right.
You know, and it's there. And you brothers know it, because let me ask you brothers now. Will you ever go back to prescriptions? Drugs?
No. Especially with everything that fell in my lap out of the last 5 years, especially learning from you and some other cats. I mean, all I need is just the source, and I could probably cure cancer and AIDS overnight.
Yeah, right. Right. And that's no exaggeration. That's there. That is actually there. You're absolutely right. Sorry, Jambone. Go ahead.
And also, like, people have certain, like, illnesses with what you call illegal drug substances. I've done enough researches. I've come up with ways where people could have, like, where they give them, like, a pill. It doesn't have nothing, but it, like, tricks their mind and think it was supposed to do what they call a Zeebo. There you go. But my Zeebo is something that has effects. So, like, if a person was on heroin or meth, they would feel like the effects, but it'd be detoxifying them and almost like curing them in a sort of way, to weaning them off.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, just like I wanted to do like. What you call some kind of a book about it, but I won't give all my secrets away. But yeah, there's I'm not gonna give all my secrets away. But there's some things.
I love Jambone. Jambone's just a good country boy.
There's some things out here that you can mix and get people the same effects overall, like regular drugs, and wean them off the proper way.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Just giving them some Zeebo or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, brother, Ren, I'm about to go, bro.
Go ahead, bro. I'll talk to you. Good talking to you. Thank you.
Hey, peace, everyone.
All right, Jambo.
Bro.
Respect. I'm gonna tell you one thing, and I'm gonna close out too. My brother is a pharmaceutical doctor, and we are like Cain and Abel. You understand? As far as, you know, herbal what you want to call Eastern medicine, I'm on board. And he's the pharmaceutical guy. He went to school almost 10 years for it, and he's the expert. He's the one everybody goes to and whatnot. And, you know, I'm me, and I'm not him. I swear, sometimes we'll collide like Cain and Abel. I swear.
Oh yeah. And it's amazing when you do, because, you know, everything that they give you is unnatural, synthetic in nature, and it will destroy. And your body stores that, and it's destructive in its overall storing of it. And so I'm with you, brother. I'll go with what's sustainable, what is natural, and any day. And guess what? It's done me very well. The real placebo is the whole practice of modern day trick medicine, which is nothing more than the assassination and the murdering of people. Most people don't realize that there is no natural death in today's world. Most people have been murdered by the overall chemical intoxication that has been brought about by the design program to steal people's actual lives. So, man, I'm with you.
Could I say something about the chemicals?
Yeah, we mean, can you say something about the chemicals? Of course you can, Scotty.
Yeah, because what you just said is directly related to a conversation I was having with a family member today about quote unquote gay people, transsexuals, and stuff like that. And they were using blanket statements and whatnot, and, mm-hmm. and talking about the Bible and back in the day and what have you. But I was like, you know, I always take the approach that I treat every individual, you know, on an individual case. And I have interviewed people like Dr. Tyrone Hayes, a black doctor who did a study on the effects of Roundup,
mm-hmm.
weed killer, and how it messes up, you know, the sexual organs and what have you, the hormones of frogs and whatnot. And other studies, not done by him but related, show that, you know, has the same effect on human beings. And so, you know, while we might say somebody's biologically a male because they might look a certain way, we don't actually know what's between their legs. They might have deformed testicles and, you know, abnormal penises and just, you know, there are such things as hermaphrodites, okay? People who are born with elements of both sex. And so, you know what, and that's what I kept trying to stress to her and saying, you know, that chemicals have been around not that long, you know, about what, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, you know, with DuPont and all those corporations started, you know, coming up with plastic and all other
Monsanto's
kinds. Other kinds of chemicals. And there are, like, I've, you know, done research on it, and I remember my conversation with Dr. Hayes. There are tens of thousands, I dare say, over hundreds of thousands of chemicals that companies have created that are not registered on any kind of, you know what I'm saying? So they're saying we don't know what's out there in the environment. So I was like, before you judge somebody, you know, you need to consider you don't have all the facts. Are there some individuals who there's nothing wrong with them, you know, in terms of, you know, their physiology or biology or what have you, and mm-hmm. they just prefer to have sex with men? Or if they're a woman, prefer to have sex. Well, I'm sure, you know, because people have free will to make choices and what you. But
make choices.
But what percentage of that population who we all want to throw into a category have, you know, are actually victims of chemical warfare? So that's,
you know,
what I was thinking
about
when you said that.
You brought that up because that is really relevant and really, really true. And like you said, before you just want to cast someone in something, you have to look at what the environment around has been, because just as the chemical change, because you think about how we're created, it's a chemical process that starts to happen. And if you change the chemical process, the outcome is going to be different. I'll never forget when Bill Gates said that we have identified the so-called homosexual gene, and what the what gene you did what? And so what he was basically saying is that they can trigger it at any time. Why is it that they can trigger it? Because they've been trying to produce it synthetically for years to alter the overall course of humanity so that humanity will serve their purpose and not to live out the individual purpose that was originally designed. So these chemicals, your whole body is a chemical component. Biology supersedes pretty much everything. And we really need to understand that, and that's so true. If they are able, if chemicals are created to actually help your so-called change your body for whatever reason that they're prescribing a drug to you for, that means that there has been a practice of mastering that for something probably far worse than you were willing to admit. Not because you're ignorant, it's because you don't really want to know. And if you start to do this research from Agent Orange to everything that it does is done in the past, and to all of the different bio warfare drugs and viruses and everything else. This is all cooked in the laboratory of man. And man puts everything in a laboratory to destroy and control other men. I'm sorry, it's not what they told you, that they are here to help you. Because if they were here to help you, cancer would have been eradicated or never even created, because it's created by a man. It's a man disease. It's a man-made disease. And it's a profitable man-made disease. And this is why it is. And this is why so many people don't even know some of the herbs and some of the things that they should be engaging in instead of what is being prescribed. Because the success rate of what they're prescribing is horrible. It's still around. Of all of the fundraisers, all of the marathons, all of it has all been fraudulently set up. When everything that you ever needed for the different diseases is what the great creator God Almighty has already implanted here by biology, God's biology. So, no, I'm with you, Scotty, and this is something that we really need to engage in. This is a plan, and it's a design plan. Whenever you start to see a trend of certain things, it's probably because that trend is being created for as an agenda. Yes, there have been people that have chosen to make a decision to like who and love who they love. That's not a problem. But I'm going to tell you what is a problem. When science starts to inject into society what they want from who pays them, that's where we have a problem. This is where women will want to be men and men will be wanting to be women and not even know why they want to do this. I'm not, whoever, hey, I'm a firm believer that my freedom ends where yours begin, and I mean everyone well. I mean everyone well. But sometimes you need to look at, and they've always say it, and they tell you, what's in the water? What's in the food? This is all by design. What is in the frequencies of the cell phones? What is it? What are in the chemical attributes? You know, I mean, what are in the chemical components of the ADD drugs that they give people, that are ADHD drugs and all these other things, and they're just totally having these young people comatose. And then they tell them that this is the only way that they're going to focus for school. But no one has done the studies. Well, they have been done, but no one credible has been doing the studies, or the people that are credible that say this is going to adversely affect people in the future, they always malign them and ostracize them. Why? Because they're going against the economic profit and the gain that they're making. But it's not really about the profit. It's about the control. It's about a control. When I was growing up, and I know for everyone here that's in my age group, I'm going to go to this caller in a minute. For everyone that's in my age group, you notice something? There was nowhere near the artistic children that we have now. Nowhere near. Yes, there were some that were, but there was nowhere near as to what we're seeing now. When have you asked your question as to why? And if you look at why, if you look at history, and you would see why that is. Because they wanted always to get man to not be able to distinguish their own free will. And if you look at this as some geniuses, but they do not execute a free will. They do what they're told. Some of the perfect slaves, and that's what they're trying to manufacture. And guess what? They are. Because we are allowing it. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Would love to hear from you. What are some of the five recommendations that you would say are a must in the everyday medicine cabinet, or what you have in preparing for everything that's going to be happening as it continues to unfold? So we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. We'll be right back.
later.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rant, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we are talking about what are some of the vitamins and herbs that you think are essential to have in one's medicine cabinet and one's preparedness or accumulation of preparedness materials, because that's really what it is. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. And what's some of the best known practices that you've known about that have actually worked, the natural ones, and why they work? So give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We'll pull you up. Now, what I want to do is I want to talk about in this is so I want to talk about some herbal alternatives for pain. A lot of people deal with pain, but I would definitely see, you know, one of the things that I would say for everyone is that make sure you are going to go see someone that has your best interest in hand. And I'm not going to tell you who to go see, but I would just tell you, make sure that it's someone that has your best interest at hand. You know, whenever you see people, let me show you something, the big difference. Whenever I've ever seen people go to get a prescription from the mainstream media or instead of engaging in the natural herbs, one thing with the natural herbs, you don't have to take them for the rest of your life. You don't become dependent on them. They do the job that they need to do. Then you have the ones to maintain the maintenance of your overall body. But see, once you get on these prescription drugs, forget about it. You are putting yourself on a lifelong pharmaceutical requirement list. And that's it's really a shame. It's crazy where we don't start to ask the right questions. When are we going to start to see everything that they've pretty much been telling us, especially medically, has been based in nothing but lies? They really haven't helped much of anyone. Yes, some people, because their bodies are different than others, but if you look at overall, the success rate of MDs is horrible. Horrible. Because the practice is horrible. So I just really think that it's something that, and I know from my own experience, some of the experiences that I have had with the herbal uses that I have, never go back. Will never, never, ever, ever go back. I tell you, I had a growth on my body, and I tell people in our precious metals class, I had a growth on my body. It's about as big as my thumb on my abdomen. And it started to get bigger. It started to change colors and everything. And it was since I was a little kid. It was always there. And it started to get bigger. Man, you didn't go see a licensed practicing killer. What did I do? I went to the great sustainer of life. I went to that pharmaceutical store. I went to that drugstore, and it was amazing. I put turmeric and colloidal silver on this growth that was as big as my thumb. Finito, gone, bye-bye, disappeared. No more comebacks. You can never tell it was ever there. Didn't take long. It's amazing. It works. And now I'm not addicted to turmeric. It's amazing. So we got a caller in queue. Let's go to him. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Greetings, Brother Dave. This is Ross. How are you?
Rod, what's up, brother? How are you, my man?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Can't complain. Happy. You know, joy. Let's do it. You know, can't complain about anything because it doesn't change anything.
Yes, sir. I agree with that. Wow, great.
What's up, bro?
Yeah, I was going to say it's a great show today. I'm sorry Brother Davis couldn't make it through, so tomorrow I'll be looking forward to that.
But, oh, yeah.
Great conversation. I was going to say the herbs, one that I think you named basically most of the ones that I use regularly, you named them already, but ginger I think is very important.
Ginger
is something where if you have a cold or you have allergies, if you take enough ginger, it will cease mucus production. And I've experienced this, so I'm telling you from experience. It's also extremely good for motion sickness. It's better than, I forget the name of the drug that they give you for motion sickness, but it works better than the drug they give you. I think it's
Dramamine or something.
Yeah,
Dramamine.
It's better than that. Cayenne pepper. One thing I wanted to throw out about that was that you should keep it in your emergency pack.
Yes.
Because for people with heart conditions, if you can catch someone early enough in the stages of a heart attack and you give them tea, just cayenne pepper tea, which I think is like 2 tablespoons, they will recover from the heart attack before the ambulance arrives. And there's matter of fact, when they did the testing on the person's circulatory system, the cayenne pepper actually got rid of the evidence of the oncoming heart attack. So the doctors weren't even able to tell that they were in the throes of a heart attack once they took the cayenne. So cayenne, if you
from the amino acids and proteins, from the proteins and everything. Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
No problem. I was going to say another thing, too, is if you, I remember Jambone was talking about jalapenos, and I was going to say if you study Mexican food culture, they had some of the lowest incidence of heart attack in the world, and it was due to jalapeno peppers. What it does is it basically balances out the blood pressure, whether it's too low or too high. If it's too low, it'll bring it up, and if it's too high, it'll bring it down and bring it to a state of equilibrium. So, yes, I would say when you brought out cayenne pepper, I said phenomenal. Another thing that I utilize, too, is a cold water diffuser. They sell them on Amazon. They're really cheap, but I like to use essential oils. Like if anyone's sick in the house and you're trying to alleviate the spread of germs, Fort Thieves oil, if you put that in your cold water diffuser and you let that run, you will not get anything that they have. It kills communicable diseases. I also make, I have like a library of different essential oils I use for like pain, like if there's like joint pain, muscle aches, all of that stuff. So I use that as well. Another thing, weirdly enough, my mother-in-law, she's suffering from, well, both my in-laws actually have Alzheimer's dementia, but my mother-in-law has it, I would say, more severe in the way that she expresses it because she's also depressed and bipolar. And we found that marijuana worked for that. We gave her some brownies, and I kid you not, the difference in her entire countenance is like 180. So definitely, it definitely helps. I remember Jack Herrera, his mother also had Alzheimer's, and he had told the story of the fact that he had known because he wrote the book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes, so he's been a marijuana advocate for a long time. He died a few years back in the mid-2000s, if I'm not mistaken. And he talked about the fact that when his mom was diagnosed with it, that he actually gave her joints to smoke. And he said that she was normal. Like, she was able to remember things. Her behavior was normal. Everything about her was normal. So he said he took some time, I think it was like 2 months, and he moved out to where his mother was because she lived on the other side of the country from him. And he basically supplied her with it regularly, and she had been in the best state she had been in years. And what happened was when he had left, he said he left her like 60 joints rolled up for her to utilize, and he was going to send her, I guess, like monthly supplies. His dad came home not understanding what they were doing, and he had the old school mentality about marijuana being, you know, an evil drug.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
He threw it all away, and in less than 2 months, she was dead. So definitely, and another thing I was going to say, what you want to do, too, is take stuff out of the diet. There was a documentary on Channel 13 with a neurosurgeon named Brian Perlmutter, and he talked about people with Alzheimer's dementia. He's treated over 10,000
people. Wait. What's Channel 13?
That's the PBS.
Man, he's talking because that's what I grew up on some of that growing up in Jersey. So when you said Channel 13, I was like, oh, my God. But go ahead. Go ahead, Rob.
No problem. So what happened was, like I say, he's treated over 10,000 patients. His father was a neurosurgeon before him, and his father died of dementia as well. And what he found was if you remove gluten or wheat out of the diet,
yes,
and you remove sugar, you will find an immediate shift for people suffering from acute Alzheimer's. And he had many, many cases where he told personal stories of people, and he said the first thing he tells anyone who comes in his office is remove the wheat and remove the sugar. And the stories he, yep, gets back with that is miraculous. I would say a great book for people who want to understand the damage that sugar does to the human organism is Sugar Blues by William Duffy. It is probably the best book ever written on the danger of sugar. And if you, yeah, remove that from your diet, there's a lot of different ailments you can alleviate just by doing that in and of itself.
Sugar is one of the greatest addictions that we have in our society. White sugar addiction is one of the greatest assassins of the people. The addiction to white sugar is phenomenal. It is absolutely phenomenal. You know, a lot of the things, you know, I live by thieves oil. Man,
oh, yeah.
The original version and the essential oil version. The original version I keep for real when things go really bad, you know, situations. Pretty much, and I love the cayenne play on that. But hold on, bro. We got a couple of other callers in queue. Oh, we lost the one caller. So, but hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question and comment?
What's going on, Dave? It's Sam from the Boynton Beach here in South Florida.
What's up, brother? How you feeling?
And I'm feeling good, man. Very invigorated at hearing y'all brothers talk. And I want to get make y'all because I have a serious, very, very serious situation.
Okay.
Prescription pills with my wife. So I want to get some information from you offline, maybe. Mm-hmm. But wanted to ask. I called.
Take my number down, bro. Take my number down. Can you write it?
Pin.
Okay.
Pin. I got one.
It's 951.
Uh-huh.
790.
790.
8330.
790-8330.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Now, what I wanted to add was, a while ago, my family, I found out, derived from the Bahamas, and my father's side, they could be, when I say Native Americans, you know what I mean, like, migrated from Africa, from Scotty's area, that North Carolina area. Both of my both of my grandparents come from that area, so, you know, they kept certain rituals and certain
they did.
One day, I was really young. One day, I was running up a board, and there were two nails on the board. I stepped on the nails and drug my foot. So it made a pretty long gash, maybe a 3-inch, I don't know, gash in my foot, bottom of my foot. So everybody's panicking, blood everywhere, whatever. My grandmother, my grandfather's mother, so my great-grandmother, Elma, we used to call her, directly from Bahamas, was brought over there to help with the pineapple fields and for something else, slaves.
Mm-hmm.
She came with aloe. She went and cut two leaves of aloe, and went in the house and got some cobwebs. She split the aloe open, put it on the bottom of my foot, and wrapped my entire foot with cobwebs. Dave, I don't got no scars, no scar tissue. It was gone, baby.
Wow.
Nah, maybe it took about a week because it was pretty deep. It was one of those scars, like a knife cut, like go in you and pull. You know what I mean? It was one of those rip gashes type. And, you know, it's amazing how, I was telling my kids, this is amazing how we have so much information about, it seems like everything, but the most vital thing. They've hid all of those things away from us, from what I'm finding out, monetary reasons. Everything goes to profit and finances and capital and everything went to that, from marijuana to everything. So I just wanted to add that quickly, and I'm enjoying the conversation. I'm gonna get offline and I got your number. I'm gonna give you a call in a little bit, Dave.
Okay, brother. You know what? Check this out. And I'm glad you talked about that, because I'm gonna tell you, what he really was saying is that we've lost our connection to what our ancestors had to deal with everything, and they have sustainability. And this is why it's so important to prepare and find out as much as you possibly can. You know, for that same, if that happens in modern medicine, it requires stitches, it requires all these kind of shots, it requires a big bill, and guess what? He still has a scar.
That's right. That's my main issue. You still have a scar. Still might walk a little funny. Might feel a, you know, still something there. And I don't feel nothing on my foot. And it's like I said, I get like that with my kids, and we go into, you know, natural healing and all that type of stuff because, you know, I'm just getting conscious. But, man, it's so much out there and everything.
Yeah.
I was just telling about turmeric today because I just, you know, I keep a jar, got to keep a jar of that. Cayenne pepper as well. Jalapenos as well.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah. You got to keep that. And let me tell you, bro, and let me tell you what a lot of people don't know. Every time you go to the hospital and you go to the doctor, it's being recorded. It's called the MIB, Medical Information Bureau. And they record everything that happens to you. So it's being recorded as well. This is why and this shoots up your insurance. If they ever ask you on an application, do you smoke? If you tell a doctor, they're going to use that against you, because they work for the agency. This is why your insurance goes up. You're like, why my insurance more than somebody else? Oh, because you went to the doctor. It's recorded. It's totally recorded.
I did not know that, and it's funny you say that because
It's just like your credit report. Everyone has a medical, like a credit report. Go ahead, bro. I'm mean into it.
No, that's fine. It's funny because last time I was at the hospital, and I recall walking by the nurse's desk and them, you know, asking about. They didn't know I was in there with the person that I was with, so I walked by. And they were, you know, asking questions or whatever about her insurance and about this and that, if it kicked in or whatever. And I just, it's talk to find out stuff about the patient. But I just found it funny, like, different nurses were conferring about the same thing. So I definitely didn't know that.
Yeah.
There was a national log that they keep.
They definitely do.
And they said collusions with the insurance companies. That makes sense. They have to.
Yep. They stay in collusion with it. It's all rigged. And this is something that we really, really need to know, you know, as we engage in it. If you need to see get medical attention, that's different. But there are some things that you could take care of yourself that you should be engaging in. Because guess what? At some point in some time, there may not be a doctor that's there. And I'm going to tell you something, a good one. Every person needs to have cayenne pepper in their preparation kit because it stops bleeding. It's going to burn like a mug, but it stops bleeding. They used to have it on the battlefield, in the old battlefield, old school battlefield. It stops bleeding right away. It's amazing. And this is, you know, like Roz was saying, you know, Dr. Christopher was the one that started giving out cayenne, telling his patients when they were having a heart attack to actually take cayenne pepper in warm water and drink it. Man, you got to have it.
I'm about to stock up, man. That's why I tune in. I only about to look at TV no more, man. That's what I do. I listen to radio. I listen to Black Talk Radio. For real. They lie so much, and they lie so much from you.
Yeah.
Just because they want more and more money.
Yeah. And more and more control.
And more and more control. That's right.
Yes, man, brother, always good hearing from you. Give me a call, but check this out. Right after Tando, give me like 5 or 10 minutes because I got to set up a conference call for some people that are taking the class. But then after that, give me a call, man. I can't wait to meet you down in South Florida, brother.
Better believe it. I missed one meeting. I won't miss this meeting.
We definitely will.
All right, brother. Safe, man, and I'll give you 5 or 10 minutes, okay. And I'll give you a call.
For sure, brother.
Okay, all right.
Peace. Okay. Yeah. Roger, there?
Absolutely.
Man, you see, This is the things that is so important that our people need to re-engage with. And, you know, those that intrinsic value that our ancestors had passed down, that was the culture that we've had that has escaped us. Now we have trends. We follow fads and trends. It is nothing about the sustainability. It's always about the consumerism of destruction. We can't, we're not, you know, because of that, there's very few, like, you're ready. You know, there's a lot of people that listen to Black Talk Radio Network and Tando that are ready. Most people don't even have anything or even have the basic understandings of what they could use to help them. And you this is something that, and the bad part about this is that this is the trick in the whole thing. Most people are waiting for school to teach them. School will only teach you to obey. If you want an education, you got to get off of your butt and seek it and travel it and investigate it and apply it and then actually weigh it out and vet it out. You have to do it. Now you have an education. It's much better to be educated than it is to be schooled. Huge, huge difference. Huge difference.
Yes, sir. And you know what's so funny? You made me think about a study they did in Britain, I believe it was in the past year or so, where they had people, the test subjects, smoke cigarettes, the manufactured cigarettes, the way that they make them. And a lot of people don't know that they actually add white sugar to cigarettes to help make them addictive.
And then they're addicted, also had, right.
Absolutely. And they also had another group of test subjects just smoke tobacco the way the indigenous Americans used to, pure tobacco with nothing added to it whatsoever. And they found that tobacco does not cause cancer in its natural state.
No.
It's when they doctor.
No.
And the other thing I read was in the book, They Came Before Columbus, Dr. Ivan Van Sertima wrote about the fact that when some of the, I guess the white people who came to the Central Americas and South America, on one of their expeditions, one of the guys traveling with them had chopped his arm open with a machete. And the indigenous people did not sew him up or anything. What they did was they actually held the wound closed, they wrapped it in tobacco leaf, natural tobacco leaf, and within a couple of weeks' time, it healed completely with no stitches whatsoever. And he has that written in that book. So, I mean, there's so much information we don't have. My grandmother, she in Trinidad, if anybody was sick in the family, she would tell you what plants to go look for. You go pluck those flowers or those particular plants, you bring them into her, she'll boil you a tea, or she'll make you a poultice of some sort, and you will be healed. Like, all of that knowledge died with my grandparents. It's, like, really crazy how much information we had, because what we've lost is exactly what you said, that ability to live off the land. They've dumbed us down through education, and I call education edited dictation, because that's really what it is in this country. They dictate nonsense to you, they force you to memorize it, you regurgitate it to them, and they give you a degree telling you, hey, you know, the white supremacists say you've gotten your degree because you learned what we want you to learn. And what we've lost is that in-tuneness, that in-touchness, that in-touch with nature, with God, and that's what where the all prayer comes into. It really is to remind you, you're a part of the all, and it's through us. Basically, God in human form is the black man, and that's what we're supposed to be doing, is working to be in tune with nature. That's where the nature comes from, the Egyptian word for what they say is for God, but really supreme being, Neter, is where the term nature comes from. And it's really speaking about man's connection to the universe in and of itself, and the fact that everything that you say all the time is correct. As far as, like, it's so deep, it's so funny. Even what you're talking about, crystals. Just to go back to that, for
Brother Davis, right?
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, and I walk around with amethyst. I have tiger's eye, and when I went to the Nile Valley, I actually took stones from different temples. So there's one that I carry from the Temple of Komombo, because I was born under the deity Sebek, so that would be considered my spiritual father. And the other one I carry is from Aswan, because I have ancestry in Ethiopia. So I carry those with me everywhere I go. I have a little talisman bag. I keep Hijan the Conqueror root and Lojan the Conqueror root with me, and I carry it everywhere I go. And these elements, they resonate. They really resonate. And I
They're living entities.
Without question, if you study Yoruba culture, stones are extremely important. When you are initiated into the deity, initiated to connect with the deity Shango, they actually give you thunderstones, which are black stones that develop when lightning strikes trees, and they look like teardrops. They find them all over the place, and they're imbued with the power and energy of Shango, which would be that electricity, that electric force. And you know, these are all things that we understood innately. You know, you've heard of shaman or indigenous people speaking of plants talking to them and telling them what they do. And these people would listen to the plants and get cured. I mean, this is...
Wait, hold on. Let me tell you, man, because what you said, I got to just highlight. It's so important that we understand this, that we are actually cohabitating with the whole living universe. Everything around us is living, but we think that everything should be that we should have dominion over everything, because that's the schooling teaching us. Because if they teach us that we have dominion over things, that means someone has dominion over you. You just bought into the slave paradigm. You heard what Rod said. Think about this, Rod, and I know you know, but I want our listeners to really think about it. How did people find out if a plant was edible or not? Because the plant told them.
You are speaking the truth. It's amazing what we don't know. And just the fact that plants actually, in African culture, trees are considered higher life forms than people. There are trees that are worshipped as deities because of the power that those trees have. And there's stories, like there's a book called Indaba My Children by Vusama Zulu Credo Mutwa. He's a direct descendant of one of Shaka's most famous generals, actually, and he's the highest shaman priest in South Africa. And in
We have to come back tomorrow with this, okay? Because the show is ending. Listen, one of the things, let's do this tomorrow too. Brother Davis is coming. Brother Davis will be in for Wise Wednesday, and then on Friday we need to pick this up because there's so much that we need to engage in. Stillness, rest, gratitude, and generosity is all a part of the healing, living nature of life. So important. Much love, much respect. Let's, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. We'll talk soon. Peace, and much love, and much, much, much respect. Bro, call me.
Peace, I will.
Consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
With slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up.
This is Ron Hayes with Hood News, and you're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network. Stay tuned.